This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We begin in Miami, where former President Trump will be arraigned Tuesday afternoon in the classified documents case. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there.
The afternoon proceeding shouldn't take very long. Just enough time for the defendants, Trump and his body man Walt Nauta, to enter their initial pleas and for the magistrate judge to set the conditions for their release. Trump is planning to swiftly leave Miami and head to his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club for a speech and a fundraiser tonight.
There are protesters on both sides outside of the Trump Golf Resort in Miami, where the former president is staying pre-trial. Miami resident Dominic Santana was holding up a lock him up sign.
He'll be guilty, but he'll get away with it. He'll be guilty, but they won't lock him up.
The Golden Globes have a new owner.
Bunch of despicable, spoiled, minimally talented brats.
Dick Clark Productions and Eldridge Industries have purchased the award show and its assets. They will now plan, host, and produce the annual award show. This also means the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is shutting down. Over the years, the organization has been slammed over its lack of diversity. Our Matt Piper now with new details about the Utah mom accused of killing her husband.
The mother of three is accused of fatally poisoning her husband, then writing a children's book about coping with grief. In a detention hearing, prosecutors called to the stand a private investigator who says she made these searches following her husband's death.
Did that phone search, quote, how to permanently delete information from an iPhone remotely?
Yes.
Did that phone search, quote, luxury prisons for the rich in America?
It did.
A shocking incident at a wake. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
A 76-year-old Ecuadorian woman woke up inside a coffin at her own wake after she was declared dead at a hospital in Babahoyo just 2 days earlier. She's suffocating, said her loved ones, who frantically pulled her out and called an ambulance after they heard her banging on the coffin for help. The woman had been trapped there for hours and was suffering from cardiac arrest.
Well, go ahead and make that omelet. Egg prices have finally cracked. 6 months ago, they were sizzling at about $7 per dozen in some parts of the country. Now, according to the USDA's most recent egg market news report, the average price is between 99 cents and $1.39. That's the lowest price for a carton since last September. A number of reasons we're finally getting to see the sunny side up, including rising egg supplies as the avian flu outbreak has finally started to wane. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right. Now that we've had a full weekend of punditry over Trump's unsealed indictment, how do you think this is going to play out? Is he going to get away with it? Teflon Don? Do we got him? Too early to tell or something else? How are you feeling about the 37 counts that former President Donald Trump is facing? Because over the weekend, the Justice Department unsealed the indictment that came down Thursday, but it was sealed as of Friday when we had our last show. But the 37 counts include withholding national defense information, and the indictment says that the former president allegedly conducted or collected hundreds of classified documents and kept them at his Mar-a-Lago home, including a bathroom and a ballroom.
Just on the stage.
Just, and like the pictures are wild to just see them stacked up in the bathroom, spilled all over the floor. But the classified documents allegedly contain highly sensitive information from the Department of Justice, not the Department of Defense, CIA, and, you know, like the U.S.'s nuclear programs.
That seems important.
Or the country's potential vulnerability to military attacks. And so Trump is now expected to appear in Miami tomorrow in a federal courtroom. And, you know, this is it's a topical topic, to say the least.
No question about that.
And I would love to hear from you. Where do we go from here? Is this just another tally on the many counts of Don getting away with it? Or is this finally enough to hold him accountable and maybe actually see a conviction? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you think, after hearing and reading what is in the indictment, Trump will get away with it?
And I got to say, it's not that long. It's really worth reading if you haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's interesting because, you know, he faces more than three dozen charges. And this is, as we've said before, not the only investigation he's under. There's also still Georgia has not come out at all yet. But never in the history of American politics has one man survived and even thrived more off of more terrible news than Donald Trump. It is unbelievable how he fares through all of this
and tends to, and it happened even before he was president. You know, I think the fact that his MO, his modus operandi, was to just not pay people and just never really got in trouble for that. And so it's hard for me to imagine that, especially because of the fact there was the first GOP president poll released since Friday's indictment has former President Donald Trump ahead by 38 points in the Republican primary.
I know. It's just unfathomable to me. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PURDY, if you want to check in on this. Rob from Port Edwards, thank you for joining us, Rob. What do you think about this?
Good morning, ladies. I think that Merrick Garland and, unfortunately, Jack Smith, great guy, you know, great prosecutor and all that, are going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. I've already, the judge is Aileen Cannon, and we all know how blind that justice is. And I heard rumblings that already there's plea bargaining going on.
Really?
At the end of the day, this person, yes. At the end of the day, and you know, this is media stuff. This isn't something coming from Donald Trump or his lawyers. How people find this out, I think it's more they're surmising than actual, you know, we got a fact. But the point is, what this individual did is vastly beyond what any mere mortal, us everyday citizen, would get away with without being put away and the key thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Republican Party to say that they're the party of law and order and back the badge and all of this righteous, you know, chest beating, unfortunately, this is a classic example of do as we say, not as we are actually doing. And I'm cynical. I'm sorry. You know, I'd love to be saying, yeah, this guy's going to get tacked up to dry, which he should be. It's pretty blatant, and it has been for so many years. But I'm afraid that our judicial system in this particular case is going to be as much a culprit as the individual doing, you know, the perp. That's I'm sorry to be a rainy day.
No, that, I asked for people's opinions, but I think, Rob, I think I don't think you're that much more cynical than a lot of people, because this is, it's like so many times as between the impeachments and stuff to feel like there's so much there. How is people not seeing how much there is to like nail this guy? And then nothing ever happens. And if only it only ever bolsters him more amongst his base.
Yes,
it's unlike totally anything I think we've ever seen.
I agree. May I ask a favor? At some point in your ladies' prolific show, if you could have a session on forest growth in Wisconsin, the woody overgrowth and all this and that. I live we're in bug tussle nowhere. We're inundated in woods. And, yeah, right? And you know, there's just so much overgrowth, buckthorn and dead trees and on and on and on. And it is a critical issue. We've just endured a terrible spate of drought. Fortunately, we had some rain here. And I think we're going to get a little more. But that doesn't say anything for the rest of the summer in the way the climate is going. It's I'm sure there's phenomenal people at the University of Wisconsin-Madison or even at Stevens Point or Eau Claire or wherever that can offer up great advice and opinions and facts on this sort of stuff. But I think it's an important aspect for the state to grapple with, because we're dangerous when it comes to these dry sessions and the potential for a lightning strike or Lord knows, you know, a campfire or whatever. So if you could throw that in your mix of cool topics at some point, would be amazing.
That's a great idea,
That's
Rob.
A great idea.
We will absolutely put that down. And by the way, I embrace your cynicism. I think we're probably related somehow just based on that. But
well, I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up around El Verno College. So I grew up in a spit of greenfield surrounded by Milwaukee. I was a prisoner within, you know, if you didn't go to Boys Tech, you were nobody. But Yeah, I didn't, and I guess I turned out to be nobody. Here we are.
Oh, anyway,
Rob.
Ladies, have a wonderful
you
day.
Too, Rob. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in with us. Joe from Appleton is on the line. Hey, Joe, what do you think?
Jane, Kristen.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I don't share the complete cynicism of our previous caller, but I'll just tell you this, that I printed out the indictment on Friday before I left for a small vacation. I read it Friday night in the hotel room and then slept like a baby. That is a strong, tight indictment right there. And I tell you, if this case is decided on the merits, it's over. He's toast. There are two avenues that I see where he gets away with it. One, he's pardoned, okay, either by himself or another Republican once they're in the White House. Or two, we do have to address that, yes, Judge Eileen Cannon is at least right now the judge on the case. She should recuse herself.
Yes.
She should be forced off the case. But if she's not, now this is coming from a lawyer slash former prosecutor's perspective. Once the jury is impaneled and they're sworn in, then as soon as she says the words dismissed at any point, everybody go home. It's over. Nothing to do. She could rule on any motion from the defense to say, oh, dismiss this case right now. They didn't prove it, even if the whole world agrees that they did.
Hmm.
And if she does, it's over. Now, I don't know if she's still tied to the SS Trump right now, if she's willing to go down with him, or if she, you know, tried her best initially with the initial documents, maybe last year or so.
Yeah.
But now she realizes this is just, you know, a sinking ship. No reason for her entire career and reputation to go down with it. Maybe she'll play it straight. But if it's decided on the merits, it's over. There's basically no defense. I mean, at least not that has been produced yet. They did it too is not a defense, and it's not true either.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that's my property. This is presidential records. All that's nonsense. It's never going to come up in court. So possibly there will be a plea. That's not necessarily a terrible thing. But yeah, I don't see him getting away with it unless something nefarious happens.
Nefarious.
Joe, my favorite part is I declassified them with my mind.
But no, but
oh,
in the,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That part. But that's what's on the
Sorry.
That's what's on the audio, right? Is that he knows that he could have declassified them,
but
he didn't, and now he has them. And
oh,
so that's.
But and this was great.
Go ahead.
This was great yesterday. Jim Jordan went on, I think it was on CNN. And yeah, they play the quote where he says, you know, I could have declassified these when I was president. And Jim Jordan says, just because he says he could have declassified them, that's not him saying that he didn't declassify them.
Oh,
I mean, the mental gymnastics that these people, I mean, it's like, check your brains at the door, people. You're a Republican now.
Oh, wow. Joe, well, you're not, Bill Barr actually agrees with you. And so we have the clip from him over the weekend saying, even if half of it's true, he's toast. So we will play back that when we come back from the break. Thanks so much for the call, Joe, and your insight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll keep this rolling after the break, but what are you thinking? Is Trump going to get away with it? Do we got him? What do you think after a weekend of punditry about Trump's indictment? Where do we go from here? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Give us a call, 844-96-PARTY.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
I want to be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are asking you, will Trump get away with it after having now 3 days? Because what was it? It was Friday afternoon that they, because I feel like I was leaving the studio
when
and you
broke.
Walked in and you said,
they unsealed it.
And yeah. I said, well, have fun reading that. I'm going to drive home. And I'm sure, you know, it dominated the Sunday shows and lots of tweets. And
Devils had Maggie on, Maggie Dawn on Friday afternoon. So she really did a great job of breaking the whole thing down.
And so, you know, mixed public statements on what this looks like. But as we had Joe from Appleton, lawyer, who have had his two cents, saying he slept well after reading the indictment. But Bill Barr was on the Sunday shows, and he didn't sound super confident for his old boss.
No, he certainly didn't. We will take a listen.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr, who served in the Trump administration, knows the former president very well. Mr. Attorney General, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thank
good
you.
To have you. What about this chief argument that comes up for the president's allies and his legal team that this should have been handled under the Presidential Records Act, not this Espionage Act charge and other federal statutes that were used here?
Well, it started out under the Presidential Records Act and the archives trying to retrieve documents that Trump had no right to have. But it quickly became clear that what the government was really worried about were these classified and very sensitive documents. I was shocked by the degree of sensitivity of these documents and how many there were, frankly. And so the government's agenda was to get those, protect those documents and get them out. And I think it was perfectly appropriate to do that. It was the right thing to do. And I think the counts under the Espionage Act that he willfully retained those documents are solid counts. Now, I do think we have to wait and see what the defense says and what proves to be true. But I do think that even half what Andy McCarthy said, which is if even half of it is true, then he's toast. I mean, it's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous.
Bill Barr on Fox News, by the way.
Fox News
on Sunday.
Yeah. So what do you think? When you read the indictment, when you hear interpretations of it from people who are actually legal scholars and lawyers, do you think he's still going to be Teflon Don and get away with it? Or do you think there's actually going to be ramifications for his actions finally? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
L.A. Tom is joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Number two, I think we have to be careful by saying, did we get him this time or we got him? because of the fact that it really is truly about justice. And it's truly, I mean, I still think George War Criminal Bush should, you know, get his justice. And the thing is, though, it's not about we got him, because if it does that, then it sounds like it's a witch hunt. It's got to be about, you know, did he or did he not break the law?
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, the bottom line is, yes, innocent until proven guilty, but from everything from the indictment, he broke the law. So therefore, would you or me get away with, doing what he did? And I would really ask my Republican friends, colleagues, whatever I call friends. But we need to ask him, if you were in the same exact situation, would you really want this to be precedent for the future of our country?
Mm-hmm.
And would you get away with it? Because I don't think you would get away with it. We need to have some type of standards in this country about it. And I really think that the political punditry and all this stuff, they just need to chill out a little bit on this whole thing, because I swear to God, if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Republicans. You never hear any Democrats being able to get on these shows actually talking policy or talking about what's actually good for the American people. All they do is talk about Republicans and this kind of food fight stuff. And the other thing I would say is, I heard on CBS News break, a top of the hour crap, which is what I call it, because of the fact that what did they do? Marco Rubio, who's been, in the mothballs, basically, comes out and says, oh, witch hunts, whatever. And they're like, going, Marco Rubio said this. It's like, really? Republicans, do they always get the microphone? Do they always get to be able to do their talking points?
No.
Do they always get, it's like, that's what makes people think that they're like an authority.
Yeah.
Why don't we put some Democrats actually on there and get some,
substantive
stuff that, lock them up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Tom.
Really appreciate it. And he makes some good points. I think semantics are important. I do think that we don't want to give any more ammunition that this is, they're just out to get him. No, we would like him to be held accountable for his actions.
Well, and here's
right?
some examples. So the Washington Post had a breakdown of here are the 37 charges against Donald Trump. And, they listed out the appropriate time served for each of these counts. But then they also, I thought this was helpful. So they listed some people who've been charged and convicted and served time for similar charges. So there was a Defense Department employee in Manila who took home a small amount of secret level information to work on a classified thesis project, and he served only 3 months behind bars. Kenneth Wayne Ford Jr., who was found guilty at trial of bringing home national defense information after leaving the National Security Agency and lying about the case, received a 6-year sentence. A former NSA contractor who over 2 decades amassed a huge trove of highly sensitive material, including hacking tools and details of overseas operations, was sentenced to 9 years in prison. A Navy sailor who took pictures of classified areas of nuclear-powered submarine and then destroyed the evidence was sentenced to 1 year in prison for retention and obstruction. Trump later pardoned him. So it's just giving you an idea that other people have done this and they have served time for it. So as we say, if you break the law, you are not above the law. All right, we're going to keep the conversation going. I know we still have some people waiting on the phone lines. Thank you for waiting. But we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Will Trump get away with it?
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump will be arraigned in a Miami federal court Tuesday. At a CNN town hall, former New Jersey governor and fellow GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie addressed the case.
Don't be fooled. There's a lot more information to come when they go to trial. Specifically, I think there are going to be a lot of witnesses who actually worked for Donald Trump who are now going to be testifying against him.
The Denver Nuggets have won their first NBA title.
At last, the long-awaited is over after 47 years. The Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
The call on ESPN on ABC. The Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat in five games. A tour boat capsized in an underground cave in Lockport, New York.
Somehow at the end of the cave or the destination, that 300 feet section there, the boat became unbalanced and capsized.
That's Fire Chief Luca Quagliano. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today. With a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about your interpretations, predictions of what's going to happen with the Trump indictment. Now that it's been unsealed, people have had the weekend to read it.
I suggest you read it. It's not that long.
Digest it. Hear other people talk about it ad nauseum. So I just woke up this morning thinking I'd get some feedback and input from you on where you think this is going to go, because this is pretty unprecedented, and no one but him, like, my takeaway is this, no one but him could survive this, and he might just do that.
Well, let's not forget that when he was running the first time, he said he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and no one would do anything about it, and he hasn't been wrong.
He has not been wrong so far. So 844-967-2789. What do you think about the indictment? Where do we go from here?
Jake from Milwaukee has been so patient. Thanks a lot for waiting, Jake. What do you think?
I think he's going to get off, not easily, but this is what I think. As long as he has enough fascist, racist, and idiot supporting him, he's going to have that as armor. And we have seen that people are willing to ruin their lives, to ruin their careers, to ruin their, I don't know, reputations, to become world-class liars for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I think. I think he's going to destroy a lot of those around him, but he's going to get off scot-free because we know that's what he does the best. Maybe not scot-free, but just to get off, not to go to jail, or he'll do whatever it takes. So he'll put anyone under the bus.
Do you think he'd take a plea
deal?
That's
what will happen.
Jake, do you think he'd take a plea deal and admit wrongdoing to avoid prison?
No, he can't. Because if he does, unless he can get it down to nothing, but, you know, it's not really fines they go after. It's jail time.
Yeah.
So I think in a plea deal involves, you know, for national security secrets and wanting to sell them, you know, that's jail time. That's not money. So he can't use money on this side. I mean, he can use money to get people to, you know, get in the way for him, but he can't use money for, hey, I'll go to jail for 12 years, but why don't we have the pillow guy go in there for five for me? And then, you know, he can't do that, you know? So I think he's going to have to use all his cards on this one.
Yeah.
And he's going to get off barely, and he's going to ruin a lot more people and hurt our country even more.
In the meantime.
But that's what's going to happen. So that's what I think. So, you know, like, I don't know who else who defends him. I mean, they're just stupid, and they're not idiots. They're making a political thing, like, you know, Toxic Tom Tiffany and all the other traitor Republicans that we have in the in our state are going to defend him or just be silent.
Well, and they have to. Thanks so much for the call, Jake, and thanks for waiting. You know, and it's interesting because none of his opponents, really, besides like Chris Christie, but DeSantis, Pence, all of them have to try to walk this line between defending him and going, you know, like chastising the FBI and trying to blame this on Biden, even though Biden is not the one who indicted him.
It was a grand jury.
It was a grand jury.
Those are made up of people.
And so, but they also are trying, you know, in any other political primary, this is a huge windfall.
Absolutely.
And only with Trump could he have this kind of damning indictment come down. And his, like, what are we up to? 9 opponents in his primary are all like, how do I use this? I don't know if I can. It's so wild. But it's interesting. Axios this morning had an article about specifically this. It's like Trump and being Teflon Don. And just like what the playbook is for him to survive the unsurvivable. And step number one is the pre-release. So Trump will preempt any damaging announcement by releasing new information himself beforehand to try to blunt the impact of coming revelations.
Okay.
Which he's done. Then step two is the whataboutism. Trump will try to muddy the waters by pointing to any mistakes, real, exaggerated, or just flat out wrong and false by his opponents.
Which he's done his entire life.
Mm-hmm. Then it's step three is martyrdom.
Oh, God, that's also his entire, that's his entire presidency.
He will tell his supporters that any allegations against him are part of a larger conspiracy against his cause to fight the establishment. Then it moves into solidarity. Even before all the facts are known, Trump and his allies hit the airwaves to claim that he is innocent or his enemies are corrupt. That's everything we saw this weekend.
Yep.
Then we move into shamelessness. Trump never hides or acts embarrassed, even in the face of damning information. Flood the zone online. So Trump's team prepares large volumes of content ahead of time to pump out on social media. Raise big money. Never waste a chance to raise a lot of money. So especially if the Justice Department indicts him for obstruction and mishandling classified materials. And then the final step is go apocalyptic.
go apocalypse?
Yeah, go apocalyptic. And so in the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just standing in their way. Trump said Saturday morning at a rally in Columbus, Georgia, in his first appearance since the Florida indictment. He also has said and claimed that this is the final battle And so, you know, he's done this before, and certainly, and like, it all just kind of comes down because, as I said before, there was, as far as Republicans go, and Republicans likely to vote in the primary, he's up 38, 40 points after this weekend. But then in the more general polling, it's exactly what you would think it would be. It's very divided along partisan lines. So, like, I don't know if this tips the scale for any undecideds about him, if there are, if those still exist.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text at 844-96-PARTY. Michael from Colorado is joining us. Hey, Michael, what do you think about the indictment that was unsealed on Friday?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I just want to just say a couple of things. Number one, I think that, you know, regarding the indictment and that kind of stuff, they're talking about will he get away with it and so on. I think because of it's so unusual, it kind of has to be taken day by day mm-hmm. in the sense that we have to get to the arraignment first tomorrow. And there's a lot of incitement going on, as far as I can tell, across the country. And that's going to have to weigh out. You know, that was probably the biggest thing I wanted to make in terms of points. I forgot my other point at this point, but I'll let you guys go from there. I just wanted to make that point that I think we have to get this day by day. I mean, as far as like getting away with it, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to try and be, you know, like January 6th. That's my feeling on it. I'm not sure what the contingency plans are, but, you know, I think this is the first step as far as that goes anyway. So thank you all, though, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for the call,
Appreciate
Mike.
It, Michael. Have a great day.
And that, I mean, that was some of the things that I was reading this morning as far as the preparation of violence and people's reactions to this and what is happening in Florida. And I don't know, like, I don't know if we're going to see another January 6th type escalation.
I sure hope not.
But I mean, I'm, have you heard this story of what happened on January 6th? So we were still at our previous employer.
Yes.
I wasn't even hired yet. I was still just stopping in at Steve Scafidi's show every Wednesday. And he asked me Wednesday morning, January 6th. He was like, so what do you think is going to happen today? He's like, what do you think of things are going to get crazier? And I'm on record. I am like, I still have this on record of me being like, I don't know. It probably can't get any crazier than it's been, right?
Oh, wow.
And then like fast forward 2 or 3 hours later and windows broken, just like gallows and everything that happened. I was like, well, I guess I predicted that wrong.
Well, and what amazes me about that, we watched that happen live.
I know.
We watched that happen in real time. And yet we still have lawmakers in the Capitol who want to sell it as a tourist excursion gone bad. I can't, I mean, the amount of delusional groupthink is just at a level never seen before. And the other thing I wanted to go back to, Jake from Milwaukee, when he called, Donald Trump will absolutely sacrifice anybody. Anyone. Ivanka, his other spawn, whoever. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters to Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he will. He will throw anyone under the bus. And if you're working in that circle, I guess you kind of earned it.
Well, and that's the right. And at this point, not only have you earned it, but you've also had many, many warnings that this is how this ends for you. Well, as far as like being under his, you know, if you're on his side, if you're working for him, like it doesn't typically work out well for you. And I don't know anyone whose career since being under his regime has like gotten way better.
Did you see what happened on Saturday when he was, I think he went to Georgia for a
rally. Yeah, that's where, yeah.
And he snubbed Marjorie Taylor Greene right on the tarmac.
He like didn't shake
her
hand?
He walked right past her. He walked right past her.
Did she just look so defeated?
Who can tell? But I'm sure she was highly disappointed. She was waiting for him on the tarmac, and he didn't even make a move towards her because she made a deal with Kevin McCarthy. And McCarthy made a deal with President Biden.
Biden.
And so, like you say, anyone within that circle has seen over and over and over again what happens to you if you ever cross him. He just did it to Bill Barr after that. Bill Barr said, you know, he's basically toast. If half of the claims in this indictment are true, And he was shrieking about Bill Barr yesterday.
Well, they've been, but those two have been out, right? Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy are still trying to be in. Yes. Bill Barr has, like, he has no qualms about that. He's like, I have no loyalty to this guy anymore. But the other, there's multiple people who still know that they, for their political safety, can't just, like, write him off.
Right.
And so that is the, and then that's the game that they play, and then the potential when they get snubbed on the tarmac. All right, well, I wanted to end this segment on a light note, or end this topic on a light note, because if you've seen any of the pictures that have come out with this indictment, you've seen the stacks of cardboard boxes in the bathroom. And, you know, we look at the obvious, which is a bathroom is not a filing cabinet. It's certainly not a locked, sealed,
secure
place to keep secrets. But on top of that, you know, this one TikToker, Andrew, who is very funny, points out just the aesthetic of the bathroom is really tragic. And so I wanted to end here and play you his critique of the interior design of Trump's Mar-a-Lago bathroom.
Bathroom of our former sitting president, Donald John Trump. And it's being entered into the record as part of the indictment against him for allegedly illegally retaining classified documents. And setting aside for a second the cavalier storage of what could be our nation's deepest secrets, what is going on in this bathroom? What's going on in this room? I hate everything about this bathroom. Now, first of all, the man's ostensibly a billionaire, and yet the only person he can find to design his bathrooms is a time traveler from 2003. Has our nation not suffered enough under the tyranny of the Tuscan villa theme? And whose idea was it to put a chandelier in the You know, they say that Donald Trump is the poor man's idea of a rich man. Having a chandelier in your bathroom, that's the dream of a train-riding hobo from a Looney Tunes cartoon. When I get rich, I'm going to have a chandelier in every room, even the bathrooms, and I'll have a fountain. But instead of water, it'll have whiskey.
Yeah.
What's going on with this shower curtain? It looks like it was taken from a crime scene. The juxtaposition between this fine chandelier and this tarp of a shower curtain is disquieting to me. It's the only word I can use to describe it. Disquieting. It looks like it blew out of the back of a migrant worker's truck as they were fleeing the state of Florida. It looks like he stole it from a public rest stop shower. This sconce above the toilet, clearly stolen from House Dracula, as was the frame around the mirror. How is this wall above his toilet both too busy and too bare? What's going on with this little chain? And is that another toilet paper holder 4 feet above the toilet?
I got to cut him short because we're going to run out of time.
The toilet at the end.
We're up against the clock.
He makes a joke about how low the toilet is and how it's like a little mushroom stool. But I will link that to today's show notes because it's one of the funniest things I saw all weekend. All right. When we come back, the good, the bad, and the embarrassing. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes News, Wisconsin, with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin, with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 50, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Medinair, and we are rounding out our Monday 10 o'clock hour with some good, bad, and embarrassing Wisconsin headlines.
Yeah.
I've got to run through them quickly because this is a shorter segment. But, you know, Mike Crute said this as his best headline on Friday. But I will say, I was thinking about this morning because the Democrats had their convention over the weekend, and obviously the resounding narrative was getting behind Biden, bolstering Tammy Baldwin for her run. But obviously, with Mike Gallagher last week saying, I am not running for Senate, it leaves it wide open. And it makes me think, like, as contentious and expensive and ridiculous as the presidential race is going to be,
yes,
in 2024 in Wisconsin, if it's not really a competitive race, maybe we'll get away with not having like a terrible Senate race.
Oh, don't tease me. Don't dangle something so enticing and then have it yanked away.
And I have reservations of framing that as a good thing, because I think that obviously I don't want her to run unopposed. Like, it's good for democracy to have good candidates. But there is a part of me, because if you think back to this time ahead of Ron Johnson running for re-election, and I think because Mandela was like the last one to get in the race, and he got in like August, but there was already a pretty crowded field by June 2021.
Yeah.
And the fact that no one is announced, and the name recognition of the people who even are considering announcing is not super high. So maybe we'll just have to deal with one very expensive race that is full of terrible ads that just inundate our lives instead of two. That's my
hope springs eternal.
That's my good headline for the day. My bad headline for the day is Republicans won't fund a 24/7 school safety tip line.
It's all about the kids, Kristen. Save our kids, protect our kids from rainbows.
Make schools safer. Put police in there, but get rid of this tip line. A state office focused on school safety is at risk after the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee chose not to provide state funding last Thursday. So Attorney General Josh Call said losing access to a 24/7 tip line the Office of School Safety oversees would undermine safety in the schools. It would mean effectively taking away a resource that has been in place for the last 2 years to help kids in Wisconsin be safe. And so basically how it works is the school safety office runs a 24/7 tip line that alerts Wisconsin officials to bullying, safety threats, and students experiencing mental health crises, and operates within the Department of Justice. So it was created by a law in 2018 that authorized and funded just one position for the office, a director. And that director's task was to oversee the administration of $100 million in a federal grant funding for school safety. But it sounds like the office's responsibilities have expanded, and now the federal funds are, I mean, that seems like a big grant, though. So maybe it was just one part of that grant. But the DOJ requested a little more than $2.2 million in its budget proposal, which would have funded a 16 full-time jobs over the next biennium, including 9 to staff the 24/7 tip line. And then Evers proposed less than half of that amount, and then JFC did not include any of it.
Of course not.
So
I'm sorry, but I think the only school safety measures that the Republicans will ever pass is having more guns in schools.
And more, because it's like, I mean, it's that or the actual, like, fortifying the buildings.
Yeah.
And so okay. I don't know what the justification for not funding this is beyond just it's too much money and just finding ways to cut and cut and cut. But I saw that and I was like, how do you hear like 24/7 school safety? It's like, it's multiple things. It's bullying. It's mental health. It's like alerting
people
that,
fights,
like,
right?
Things that are happening and just being like, nah,
we don't need that.
But so that was my bad headline for the day. And then the embarrassing.
Yeah, this was painful.
This, because, you know, it was when Paul Noonan was on last week. Was he on last week or 2 weeks ago?
I think 2 weeks ago.
So Paul Noonan, you know, podcaster, sports writer, typically talks about Brewers, Packers. Sometimes we talk about Bucks, but that's not his specialty. But he came on to talk about how bad the A's are and how they are literally the worst team in baseball since like 100 years or something like that.
Yeah, this isn't a new thing.
And you'd think because we were, you know, Brewers, even though we're injured and there's kind of like, how are you doing? How are you? You know, like, is this really how? But like, we were winning games. And then the Brewers were just swept by the worst team in baseball. And I know it's not funny, and I'm sure people who are not over this yet are very upset. But yes, the Oakland Athletics strolled into Milwaukee over the weekend with the worst record in baseball, and they walked out with a sweep, leaving behind nothing but a battered, humiliated Milwaukee's Brewers team.
Ouch.
And so,
ouch.
Woof.
Yeah.
Not great. Not great, fam.
No. And I, when we start out that hot at the beginning of the season, you just, how do you sustain?
It's a long season.
It is. How do you sustain that for all 947,000 games they play?
You know, I don't know enough about baseball to say, to have any insight or strategy on how you sustain over the course of 180 games. But I do know that that was not great.
No, it was at least was nice out.
Yeah, it was nice. Well, not yesterday. Yesterday was terrible.
Yesterday was like fall.
We had the Locust Street Festival and Mike organized the beer run, which was the first time it's been back since like 2019. And everything went well besides just it was cold. But then I manned one of the stations where it's pouring beer, and friend of the show, Ryan Mason. I didn't know he was running, but I saw him running through the crowd, so I handed him a beer. And then later in the day, as I was checking Instagram, his wife or friends must have been in the restaurant that was directly across from us, where we had set up the tables to have a little, like, it was like 4 ounces of beer. It's like a little Dixie cup.
Sure.
And someone got a picture of me, and it's far enough away that I'm clearly handing a beer to someone, but it just so happens that, like, under my arm is his child. And so he posted a picture, goes, great shot of Kristen Bry serving my son a beer. He was like 10. And so thank you for that, Ryan. But Saturday was beautiful. Sunday was terrible. But all right, when we come back, Alan Borsick is going to be here to talk about the new bill about the science of reading and whether or not we should get behind this or not. Stick around for the top of the hour news, and then we'll be back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.